once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And we are on Insight without Jack Stogler tonight, so we're going to get things going here, and we're going to have everything ready to go with the Jubilee Committee. So getting a little echo there, so I was figuring that out. So you guys want to introduce yourself?
I'm Kurt Wendell, and I serve as treasurer along with my wife Amy for the Jubilee Committee.
And I'm Cliff Wendell, and I've served as
co-chairman,
along with my wife Megan as well.
All right. So we're going to be talking about the Jubilee coming up, and what are the dates on that?
We are going to be in action the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, with the 15th being the Taste of the Town Uptown.
Yeah, which it has been connected to the Jubilee, but isn't technically part of the Jubilee. That's not the Jubilee Committee's thing, but it's been a really great kickoff for the Jubilee. Everybody loves the Taste of the Town. They get all excited, and then the Jubilee follows the next day, and it gets everybody seems to really get into it then. We have that going on. The last several years, we've had all kinds of problems with COVID and things. Does everything look pretty good for this year as far as everything lined up? And
we are totally ready.
All right.
We just need Mother Nature to be on our side just one time. So
yes. Yeah. So, yeah, she's thrown weather and coronavirus at us. So maybe this year we're going to really kick her off.
We've had everything from flooding to coronavirus to tornadoes now.
We don't need any of that. And was that last year when the tornadoes hit, right?
That was Friday last year, yes.
And since Jubilee really wasn't going to be doing anything, they made up a whole bunch of food and took it to the people that were helping people with tornado problems, didn't they? Was that the Jubilee Committee or is that something else?
It was the Jubilee Committee and many, many others around the area
yeah.
that were helping with that.
Yep.
So we were able to make some good out of it, and we had still had the I think we still played the band on Friday night later that night.
Good.
Wasn't a big
good.
Crowd, hard to celebrate after that, but we
yeah.
were still able to have a
yep.
other festivities going on.
Yep. So we'll take a quick commercial break here. We'll come back, and we'll get into all the details on the Jubilee this year and see. We'll go through what's going on each day, some of the big highlights, and some of the – if there's something new, and there's plenty of regular stuff. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting their production of the Disney musical Moana Jr. June 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also at 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. This great show for the whole family will feature cast members from all around the local area. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or online at myartsplace.org. Presale tickets are $8 for students and $10 for adults and $2 higher if purchased after Wednesday, June 8th. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's local production of Moana Jr. coming up June 9th through 12th at Arts Place in Portland. 7 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. Get your tickets now at myartsplace.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, we're on here. Sorry about that. I'm not sure how that jumped ahead of us, but we're okay here. Anyway, that's the second big mistake we've made here in this first commercial break. So I hope we're not in big trouble with the things you may or may not have heard the first time around. But so anyway, we might even address that a little bit later, but right now we're not going to address that. So we're here with the Jubilee Committee, and so it's Thursday through Sunday, June 16th, 17, 18, 19. Does it happen to fall on Father's Day this year?
It is once again on Father's Day,
okay.
But following last year's initial run, Sunday will just be the parade downtown, followed by carry-out or dine-in chicken dinners out at the Legion.
Okay, they are going to do dine-in also if somebody wants to?
If it's so desired, yes.
Okay.
And we've brought drinks and stuff out there last year, leftovers from the park. We've ran there and stuff.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
So,
yep.
And those will be pre-sale only again, though.
Yep. Yeah, they need to know how many to make.
So, yeah, we typically do round that number up just slightly, so there'll just be a few, but it is strongly, strongly recommended that we do pre-sale. Those tickets are currently available at First Financial, Mercer Savings, and Park National, so all three banks here in town, along with Miracle Lane's Bowling Alley and Toby's Carryout.
Okay, that's places somebody's going to get to each one of those sometime. So
correct, and they all should have drive-throughs if that's necessary.
Yeah, yep. So barbecue chicken dinners and Romer's Catering again as usual.
That is correct. You'll walk away with a half Romer's chicken, applesauce roll, and I'm probably forgetting something.
Potato chips. Probably.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, that's a good way to do it, and people always appreciate that, and it's a good way to end up the Jubilee. I usually end up getting a couple of extras, so I don't have to cook a couple of nights that following week. So,
yes.
So then I'm ready to go. So, bands, entertainment. What kind of entertainment do we have? Not necessarily just bands, but what kind of entertainment do we have?
Well, let's go back here real
quick,
Neil.
So, yep.
For the Jubilee this year, Kurt introduced himself and I did along with our wives, but we do have some new additions this year to the committee.
That's really good. And
so,
we do want to mention everybody. Yep.
Yep. Corey and Mandy Gerlach, who have been on the committee for a few years now. I don't exactly know how many, but
yep.
They're still with us. And then myself and Megan and Kurt and his wife. And our new additions are Mark and Keisha Wellman and Joe and Jenna Wilson. So they've been quite an addition this year.
Ooh, that's really good.
Yep. Very motivated, and they're chipping in a bunch. And we're pretty excited about how well things are going to.
Yes,
this year.
And you know, having been involved, although not ever having been the chairman, I've been involved when there was a guy running the whole thing, and it was a lot of work for a guy, and they had a lot of trouble getting anybody to step in and do it because it's a huge amount of work for one person. But when you have 10 people, and kind of spread it out a little bit, it's not that bad. So yeah, if there's people that are interested in being part of it in future years, let them know, and they'll see if they can find a place for you to jump in there. And some of the people on now can maybe take a year or two off, or they'll just find a different thing for you to do. It's really good that we have a lot of really good people doing all of the work instead of piling it on one poor guy that never got to sleep for a week. Yeah. It was awful.
Gets to be some late nights and early morning getting stuff ready for the next day, that's for sure.
Yeah. So yep.
Splitting it up between 8 or 10 of us,
helps out a bunch. And that's good. That sounds like an all-star cast.
So to the bands, Wednesday night on the Brick Street for the Taste of the Town. We'll have the Sunburners from 7 to 10. Everybody that's been to the Taste of the Town is probably familiar with the Sunburners. I believe they've done every Taste of the Town since we started out.
I believe so. I mean, normally you try to mix it up a little bit. They do such a good job. Everybody loves it. It's just that's a great choice again.
Yep, so we're looking forward to that one. I think everything's going to be pretty much the same from last year. Maybe a few different vendors. Is it the Chambers that sets all that up?
Merchants Association.
The Merchants set
all
that up.
A lot of those are Chamber of Commerce people, but it's the Merchants Association, yeah.
So that's what we got in store for Wednesday night.
Yep.
Thursday, we are going to have, I think we kind of tabbed at Faith of Music last year with Pastor Q's worship band of music.
I think Pastor Q and the, can't remember their names, from the Nazarene Church, escapes me, but yeah, that they were very good, had a lot of people there.
Yeah, and then we have gone back to bringing an actual band down on Thursday night as well. Grove Hill is going to come out on Thursday night from 8 to 11 down at the Jubilee.
Yep, a lot of people really like them. They've been around plenty of times. Actually, when we used to have a band on the softball side of the river, they were there many times. So that's always a good popular band playing cover music from some 60s, 70s, 80s. They're pretty good.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since we had a band over there on the Jubilee side on Thursday night. But yeah, Thursday night's become so big down there with everybody bringing their kids.
Yeah.
It's like the crowd
yeah.
on the Jubilee side of the river has just been so strong that we thought that was the best place to go with the band.
Yeah, and I remember the first year that happened, it wasn't officially Kiddies Day. And we used to have a whole bunch of people on the softball side of the river. And there, besides the softball people, solid softball people, there weren't 30 people down there besides that. And looked over across the river, everybody was there. And thought, yep, let's just make it Kiddies Day. So the next year was Kiddies Day. So that's turned into a really good thing, because for years everybody was trying hard to figure out what to do on Thursday night.
Yep, Thursday night's turned into a really big night. Again, just like the last few years, there will be wristbands for sale. To ride all the rides you want. I think that's an attractive deal for
yes.
children to be able to do that.
Do they have a sponsor for that?
Not necessarily for the wristbands per se,
uh-huh.
But Kitty Day is sponsored by Cooper Farms down there on Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m.
I know it usually had been, but yeah. Okay. When it was on Saturdays, I knew they did that, but I didn't know if that was continued or not. And that's a great thing to have. You know, Cooper Farms gets their name out there very well.
Yep. And then Thursday we'll also have Dunk Your Favorite Teacher. We're going to bring the dunk tank back, and we've got a slate of teachers lined up to be up there from 6 to 9 as well on Thursday.
Oh, that'll be good.
I don't maybe necessarily have to be a teacher, though.
Right.
You know, maybe a cop, for instance, might be able to do that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
That'll be on Friday night, hopefully.
Oh, so okay.
Friday.
Yeah,
oh.
Just maybe.
That would be a good idea.
I know.
We can maybe get all of them to do it. No, can't do it. One of them has to be dry to be in charge, but we'll figure that out. And maybe some village county officials.
You never know.
A mayor, maybe?
Yeah. That'd mayor could do it. Yeah, that would be a good idea. Yep. So not necessarily volunteering him, but that would be good. There'd be a lot of people want to do that. So...
And if anybody from the community has any other ideas, I mean, they can hit us up on social media.
Yeah. Yep. So, any other stuff going on Thursday?
We will have our second running of a diaper derby sponsored by the Right to Life organization down there at 7 p.m.
That's pretty cool.
There will be prizes awarded for that. Pre-registration is required. The phone number will be on the brochures that will be going in the mail this week. The children will just have to be under one the day of the event on June 16th.
That's pretty good, and I've seen videos from various places, and that's always fun. That is just that is a hoot. Those kids go everywhere, except where they're supposed to, and that's awesome. So is that all of Thursday entertainment, or you got more?
And then lastly, at 9:30, we'll have the outdoor movie, and that'll be right there kind of by the depot.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll set that up free to anybody that wants to come down there with their family, kids, whatever. Watch the movie. Do we know what the movie is?
I am not 100% certain of that.
Somebody else's department, but it's always a kid's movie. Very kid-friendly environment, and it's always a good thing. So, so that's Thursday. Friday, when do things start on Friday?
Friday, we will fire back up down there at the park around 6 p.m. The marching band's going to have a little performance for us out front headquarters there. And the kiddie stands will fire up at 6 o'clock as well. Once again, another one of our local businesses have stepped up. And from 6 to 9, we will have the first running of JR Manufacturing donating some jumpy houses down there. So where Cliff stated that we will have an outdoor movie on Thursday night back towards the depot in the grassy area behind the track there. From 6 to 9, JR Manufacturing will have jumpy houses blown up back there for the kids to enjoy.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Get the kids there, man. Get them excited about it.
Yes.
And someday later, when they're a little older, they can make some money and spend some money at the various game stands winning teddy bears for their boyfriends and girlfriends.
That's right. And then we have, going back to the bands, expanded a little bit. We're going to try and do two bands on Friday. From 6 to 8:30, we will have live music by Green Sands.
Do you know what kind of music they play?
I believe they have a full band, but this will be more of a two-person acoustics that they will come for these few hours in the evening for us. So
that's a good way to get it started. Now, will that be in the big entertainment tent, or do you have that a different place for
We're going to try and set it up slightly off of the entertainment tent just for the simplistics of trying to rotate two bands through and getting equipment set up and sound checks and stuff like that. For better or worse, we're going to have a little extra space this year given that the duck races will not be happening this year. When we were head over heels into the planning phases of things, the avian flu did not look good, and we did not feel comfortable at the time of putting the plans together of bringing unnecessary birds to a community picnic.
Yep, that's probably a good idea. That could kill a whole bunch of people's living. We don't want to do that.
Yes,
but duck races are fun and they're funny. It's awesome, but we do not need to do that. That's probably a very wise decision.
We're still trying to make some last-minute efforts to have a little side gambling entertainment function of some sort that would be avian flu-friendly, but nothing is finalized as of right now.
All right, so we'll kind of stay tuned and get down there and check it out.
Yes. One of the other new additions this year is 6:30 p.m. on Friday. We are going to have big wheel races. We will have registration from 5:45 to 6:15, and they will line those up and run those. I know have prizes for that, because I know we will at least give two big wheels away as prizes to the winners.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And we are in efforts to combine the big wheel races to be able to run the finals in partnership with the Racing for Relief go-kart races.
Oh.
So if we could potentially get those heats down and get to a final race for the champions, that we could potentially bring them out on the track in front of the Racing for Relief crowd during one of their intermissions or breaks. Yeah.
So if somebody's playing and get it, I'm assuming it's for kids only, but we don't need adults.
That
of
is
course,
correct.
Adults will probably have more fun if you could get some where they could do it. But where's that going to take place?
I believe that will be right near the midway there.
Okay. So, but if they, if you can get it worked out, the finals would be up on the go-kart tractor pull.
Yes.
Track.
That is correct.
And how do they register online at the Jubilee?
They will register on site from 5:45 to 6:15.
Okay.
Yep. No pre-registration necessary for that one.
And they do. Will they need to bring their own big wheel, or will those be provided so everybody's using the same one or two? Or is that to be determined?
You might be going over my head now.
Okay. So somebody, a different committee, but that will be somewhere on the Facebook page well before that. So to let you know if you're supposed to bring your own big wheel or if they're going to provide them. So I you know, some of the places, like with the kiddie tractor pulls, they provide the tractor. Yes. But so we'll,
I do know that we have bought two to provide down there.
Yep.
That will end up eventually going away as prizes.
So that's awesome. So more stuff for the kids. That's a really good thing.
Yep. And then as he kind of alluded to a little bit ago, the Racing for Relief go-karts, that will start at 7:30 Friday night as well. And also at 8 o'clock is the annual pie baking contest that happens every year.
Yep.
And we'll be auctioning the pies off.
Yep. Is that the one that Father Ned generally wins?
I know he's a participant in it for sure.
Yep. So, and I believe that's sponsored by the Historical Society, and the auction of the pies after that. And that money goes to help with... I believe maintaining the museum and that type of thing, museum grounds and all of that. And that's always a really good thing. And do you have judges lined up yet that you want to announce, or are you still working on some of them?
That's the other committee that's not here that's in charge
okay.
of that.
Yeah. Yep. So if somebody wants to volunteer to eat free pie, maybe you can get in on that. But it'd be a way to participate, and if you find, you know, you try 5, 6, 15 different pies, and you find one you really like, you can end up buying it at the end. So, so the pie contest, that's at, what did you say, 7 on Friday?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on yep. Friday night. That's.
And then finally, for the night capper is live music by Brother Believe Me from 9:30 to 12:30.
Alrighty, and I've seen them around at various places around the area, and they're very popular around here. So, anything else you need to throw in there? Of course, obviously the headquarters stand is open, selling the raffle tickets, and anything else being sold or promoted at the headquarters stand.
Thursday through Saturday, things that will be going on the whole time down there, obviously. Otterbacher Rides and Amusements
will
be back.
Yep.
You cross the river, we'll have the community club softball tournament and concessions going on. The 4 Recovery Boosters Club will be running the lunch stand for us once again down there. We'll have the junk food stand back, ran by Friso. The Cub Scouts will be selling popcorn and snow cones. Last year, the Girl Scouts came for just one evening and did lemonade shake-ups that went over really well. So I know we're going to extend that to at least a couple days this year, if not
That's
all
good.
Weekend. The American Legion, Sons of the Legion, will once again be running their gambling tent.
That's Chuck Luck and Showdown and
yes.
and that's...
Pull tabs.
That's, yep, that's awesome.
And then...
People love that. You can go home with more money than you came with.
That's right. The option is there. The KFCs will be manning the beer stands for us again this year. And all weekend long, we'll have the antique tractor display out towards the depot.
Oh, yeah. That's always good. Is that Bob Metzger probably doing that again?
That is a Bob Metzger production.
Yep. That's always popular. Uh-oh, Cliff, I see you grinning.
No. did we forget about the raffle Wednesday night? I don't think we discussed that, did we?
Oh,
something new
we're bringing this year. It goes back to old Mother Nature a little bit here. We decided as a group to run a rain gauge raffle this year, just to be able to have a little fun to bet on the amount of rain that we will see at the Jubilee. Because I think it's fairly safe to say it's not if it'll rain, it's how much it will rain.
Yep.
It's
our tradition.
Yeah, we're going to have a little... little stand booth set up here at the Taste of the Town. Be able to use your Taste of the Town tickets to be able to wager. We'll have different increments set up that you can put your name on a ticket and put it in there to pick which increment you think will be the total rain. We will have a rain gauge set up from Wednesday at 10 p.m. down at the Ambassador Park. And whatever that increment of rain is on Saturday at 10 p.m. So you got a 72-hour window there. We will draw a winner out of that increment bucket.
Well, I would hope that it's zero.
That will be a bucket because, you know, we've got a little optimism on our side.
Yeah. So. That's awesome because everybody says, always rains during the Jubilee. Might as well make a game out of it.
That's right.
I don't know who. Did you think of that, Cliff?
No.
Somebody, whoever thought of that, that's
probably one of the new committee members.
Perfect. That's why it's great to have new committee members.
Yes.
And if somebody has some thoughts on wanting to be in that, as we said before, he can hop in. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll be back right after this. And I think we'll get all the commercials in so you don't hear us jabbering.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
You're busy, but the family's hungry. Give Miracle Lanes a call at 375-4274, and they'll take care of the cooking. Whether it's their awesome pizza, subs, wings, great sandwiches, fried goodies, everybody can get what they want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their all-you-can-eat pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. And if you're looking for a fun idea for your kid's birthday party, call Miracle Lanes and reserve a lane or two, and you'll have a bunch of happy kids, and you'll have no muss and fuss. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and at 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, and they'll be closed starting Sunday, May 22nd, and will reopen on Tuesday after Memorial Day. It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 12th, from 3:30 to 7. They have all your favorite flavors, peach, pineapple, maple nut, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Besides their awesome homemade ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their delicious homemade ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy a couple on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's ice cream social from 3:30 to 7 on Sunday, June 12th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49, the church with the beautiful carillon bells.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with the Jubilee Committee and a lot of things going on here in, what's that, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like three, somewhere in there. And, of course, we're about through with our season of talk shows, so we wanted to get them on before the end of our talk shows when our sports teams are out of the tournaments. We'll be through with sports talk and insight till middle of August approximately, so... we've kind of talked about the dates, which is June 16th through 19th through 19th,
yes.
And that's Thursday through Sunday. And then, of course, Wednesday is Taste of the Town, which technically isn't part of the Jubilee, but a big event kicking it off. Talked about those dates and some of the things that we've gone through. We touched on Wednesday, but since it's not part of the Jubilee, didn't get into details. Went through Thursday's things and Friday. Do you want to run through Saturday, or you have some other things you want to talk about besides that?
We're good with Saturday. Saturday will kick off with the motorcycle poker run. Registration will be from 12 to 1. I believe they're going to move that registration a little up towards headquarters as compared to traditionally being out there on the hot sun of the tennis court. They'll register from 12 to 1. They'll be back by 5. Also kicking off on Saturday afternoon will be the antique and garden tractor pulls starting at 3 p.m.
So as far as the motorcycle poker run, do they just show up and register, or is that, does that require pre-registration?
I think register on site.
Okay, that's
yep.
How most of them go, but I want to be sure of that.
Yep. They will register on site. And then kind of in response to some of the reviews we've received in the past, we're going to try and kick things off a little earlier down there on Saturday to kind of accommodate the poker run a little bit. So we're going to try and get the lunch stand open a little earlier. That way, as they're coming back in, they'll be able to grab a burger or something from us. We're also going to follow suit like we did on Friday and have two bands on Saturday. That way, as those motorcycles are coming back in, they'll be having live music from 4 to 8 p.m., provided by 2 miles till empty. So those individuals should be able to return from that poker run, get themselves something to eat and drink, and enjoy some live music as they see how their poker hand held up.
Yep, and that's that band's probably going to be in that smaller tent by the where the duck races had been.
That is correct.
Okay, that's a really good idea.
That is correct. Also on Saturday, the Historical Society is going to be running a scavenger hunt. This is really their event, per se. Information's available on FortRecoveryMuseum.com and on their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. However, I believe they'll be turning those in down there at headquarters.
Yes, I just talked with Kim Reichert this afternoon. We're going to get a promo together when they get all the details figured out. They're having a meeting tonight, and we'll know a lot more after that. But it is going to be, the way it is now, it's going to be a series of questions that you'll need to go to various things around town to either write down the answers or take a picture of an item, and all of the people who turn in their finished scavenger hunt results, all of them with correct results will be in a pot, and they'll draw out one or two or three winners. From there, I believe first prize is $100 in merchant's gift certificates. Second prize is $50 and maybe a $25. We weren't 100% sure, but there will be prizes for that. And it'll be a fun event for families with kids, a bunch of buddies, some book club that wants to do stuff, some ladies that always like to get together and do silly stuff. That's a good thing, although it's not necessarily going to be silly, but it's going to be fun if you have a group of buddies that you hang around with and want to beat your wives at that game. You can do that. So it can be an individual, it can be two people, it can be 50 people, kind of whatever you decide you want your group to be. And there's a number of different things that they're right now. She's thinking 14 different. Things that you'll do, and you'll do that ahead of time. It's not like, here's your thing, run around town and chase it down. You'll get the thing ahead of time. You'll probably be able to download it or pick it up at banks, post office, somewhere. That'll all be the details will be coming up well before the Jubilee. Probably 2 weeks before is when they're planning to release that information and let them and let people go out and do their research and find all the things. And if you want to do it over a few days or all at one in one day, it's going to be a pretty neat thing. So you would turn in your results from your work over the 2 hours or 2 weeks that you're doing it. So sorry about that, but I just happen to know a lot more.
You knew more about it than we did. That's
just had
sure.
a real good discussion with Kim Rammel this afternoon. And working out some details, and they're going to get some work on some suggestions tonight at their meeting to finalize things. But she has a real good basics, but the details aren't done yet. So,
okay. Also, Saturday we got, as Kurt said before, two bands, 2 miles till empty. We'll be playing from 4 to 8, and I believe that's another two-man acoustic band.
That is correct.
And then we got bingo going on from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
So. Oh, that's good. Is that regular bingo, cosmic bingo, or who's in charge of that? I think the cosmic bingo is usually just out at the campground for the Kara Seifring
thing. But. You know, we talked about cosmic bingo last year. I remember putting the black lights in the tents, but
yeah.
When you do that from 6 to 9 in the middle of the summer and it's still light out, it's just not possible in the tents. So.
Maybe you need to build a cave that put them in. Nah, that's probably a bad idea. So bingo, that should be, a lot of people love the bingo. That's always been popular, but it's been, I believe in the past, it's been hard to find people to man the thing. So
yes. And then at 7 p.m. on Saturday, we've got the sorority ladies bringing the quarter auction back down to the Jubilee. So
that's always a good one.
Should be plenty of items to be bid on there.
Having not attended any of theirs, do you know what kind of items they're doing? Have they given you any indication of the items they're going to auction off? Or
just... I do not know that.
Okay. I'll bet it's, with the people that are involved in the sorority, I bet it's some really neat stuff. They usually have some great ideas of things to put together into packages. So
yes.
They're pretty good at doing that kind of thing.
Yes. And then from 8:30 to 12:30, there'll be live music by Shifferly Road. Shifferly Road was the band last year. They do play plenty in the area, but last year they were the ones willing to come down on Friday following the tornado, cut us a deal, and still perform to give us some resemblance of a picnic down there and allow us to make a little money for the community. So they honored that and then was more than willing to come back this year on Saturday night for us.
That's good. And, you know, we've, the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years, we've had very good bands, very good attendance with the bands. For the most part, very well-behaved crowds, a little rowdy, but no fights. You know, everybody's kind of hooting and hollering. The bands get them wound up, and everybody's having a great time. And that's one of my favorite things, is to stand back and watch the crazy people up mm-hmm. front that are doing dumb stuff. And that's always a good thing. Even if you don't love the bands, you can love standing there and watching the fans doing stuff. So
going back to your cosmic bingo or bingo, are we calling it anything? Via text, I got a what I believe is a pretty good idea, and we should rename the bingo tent the Rick Ports Bingo Tent.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Oh, did he love bingo? Oh, my.
Yeah, he was definitely there from start to stop when
yep.
it was going on.
Yep. That's probably not a bad idea.
I don't know if we can get something accommodated to do that this year already, but...
I have a few items in the front lobby out there from Rick Ports, when the things that Kathy had at his, celebration of life at the Nazarene Center, that some things she had left over. Have his purple jacket that he had, and have several other citations, Lion of the Year and things like that. And I would be happy to loan those to somebody if they want to put a display up out there, if they decide to do that. That'd be awesome. Or just even having his name there and a big picture would be awesome.
We did that at the headquarters tent. I don't know if we did that last year or not, but we had a big picture of Rick. He had his black suit on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a great picture, too.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be really good to have something like that, because everybody knew him. And he basically for a long time was the voice of the Jubilee, and he would harass every person to walk by. It was entertaining. He, hey, come over here and buy some tickets.
Yep.
You got to buy some tickets.
Definitely knew his voice.
I miss him so bad. He's something else. So,
and then lastly on Saturday, somebody's going to walk away with some money, because at 10 p.m. Saturday, we're going to draw the rain gauge raffle drawing. So whether Mother Nature has cooperated or not, it's going to win somebody a little bit of money.
That's good. So I hope that you're able to tally that all up on Saturday afternoon, knowing there's no rain on Saturday night. I hope
that would be ideal.
Hope the final number is a done deal, and I do hope it's zero. But it doesn't hurt to get a little like today, to get a little like that overnight on a Thursday or Friday, a little bit of, you know, tenth quarter inch of rain doesn't hurt anything, as long as the people aren't out there. If you do that overnight, it kind of settles the dust. So
that is correct.
Yeah. So let's take another quick break, and we'll come back and we'll get into a little more details on some things, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. The boys and girls both advanced in the tournament with big wins on Tuesday night. The boys defeated Delta St. John's 7-6 and will now play tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at Lima Perry, and Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be bringing you the game live. The Lady Indians defeated number 1 seed Minster 8-6 in 8 innings, and they'll play at Wapakoneta on Friday at 5 and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. It's time to get on the Indians bandwagon and get to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams in their tournament runs. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back. We are here on Insight with... went the wrong way. Got a little echo here. We're talking with the Jubilee Committee, and so we've talked about the dates, June 16th through 19th, plus the 15th being the Taste of the Town on Wednesday night up here on the street, provided or sponsored by the Merchants Association. That's always a really good time. And then we have bands, I believe, every night, a lot of stuff going on. The softball tournament starts on Thursday. They always try to end it up on Saturday, so they're not playing on Sunday, but sometimes that has to happen. I haven't talked to them down there to see exactly how they're going to go with that, but I'm assuming they're doing Thursday through Sunday, usually 10 teams, and try to get that in. And some years it's a problem, and some years it's no problem at all. But that's always a really good time, and the community club provides the labor for the food stand, beer stand, lunch stand. And that always brings a lot of people into town, and it's a lot of fun. So we want to make sure people know about that. All you have to do is kind of cross the river. You're already parked on the right side of the river for most people, and you just kind of walk down there, watch a little softball, and then go up and cross the river and do the Jubilee stuff with all the great things we've talked about. So. Did we finish everything for Saturday night?
Saturday is in the books, and okay. According to your count, Neil, we're still dry.
Yes. So, all right.
So moving on to Sunday, like I said earlier, Sunday is going to follow the same schedule we did last year with basically the parade and chicken dinners. Outside of the parade and chicken dinners, however, we will have the Challenger baseball going on down there at the park. I believe those games will run 5, 6, and 7. And then at 6 p.m. following the parade and all the chicken dinners have been claimed, we will draw the Jubilee raffle for those cash prizes.
Okay. Yeah, and that Challenger baseball, I love that. Those kids are awesome. They probably, whenever they can, they also have an alumni of people that have aged out of the mm-hmm. program but are still associated with it. And those people have so much fun. It is so much fun to watch them. That's just a really, really good thing, and there's plenty of local people. They do that at I believe, at all of the community picnics, and I don't know if they do it at Chickasaw. We usually are the first one. Chickasaw mm-hmm. moved theirs up a little bit, and I don't know if they're
doing
one.
I know they do it with Country Fest.
Yes.
So they do hold it over there in the mm-hmm. Maria Stein communities.
Yep. And I think they do it at all of them, Montezuma and kind of Coldwater, all of them, and also at the Coldwater MD tournament, which is now multiple donations. All of the money does not go to muscular dystrophy anymore. They do they give money to local families. So we have the Challenger baseball on Sunday evening, and that again, that's a lot of fun. I noticed with the Jubilee, something showed up in the last day or two on Facebook about the parade with classic cars leading the parades, and I know in years past they tried to be in the parades, and at the pace of the parade, a lot of those cars overheated, so none of those people wanted to do that anymore. But I believe that they are going to be leading the parade.
That is correct.
Preceding the parade.
Preceding might be a little mm-hmm. better term. We've taken a little more of a role within the parade itself. If anybody's listening out there and would like to still register for the parade, it is slightly past the deadline, but believe me, we will still take any and all registrants. You can go to FortRecoveryJubilee.com, and there is an online registration form that you can submit yet at this time.
Yeah, so businesses, if you want to put a float together, if you just want to get some people in a car and wave, you know, that it's a really, really outstanding way to get some visibility in the community. Everybody sees it, and everybody takes good care of stuff, and you know, it's just everybody loves what's going on in the parade. Throw a little candy at the kids and they'll remember you forever. So that's a really good way if you want to do something really elaborate, or if you want to do something very plain, just hop in there, find somebody with a convertible, or you can walk along and do things. And if you're a political candidate, it's a good way to get seen. If you're a business, it's a good way to have people see your name and face, and it's a good way to get some good, solid public publicity.
Yeah, but like you said, Neil, we are going to try and get some classic cars put together. Obviously, they did not luck out on a dry spring car show this year.
Yeah.
And like you said, due to the nature of those cars and trying to keep them from overheating, they will precede the parade. But if anybody's interested in entering a car, I know they're going to meet at the football field parking lot so they can stay off of any and all gravel. But you can reach out to Mike Tin at 419-852-9424.
9424. And Mike has volunteered to kind of put that together, kind of head it up. And he knows a lot of people, and he if he can get some people here, that would be good. And as I said, their biggest problem in the past was the pace of the parade. Caused their cooling systems to have problems. They could not keep their cars cool enough, and many of them had to pull over and would not be in the parade again, because you can cause some damage to a very valuable, expensive car. So those, I look forward to that, because I love looking at them, love seeing them go. And the last couple of years, when they couldn't do the cruise-ins, they did a cruise around town, and that was just incredible. They did that a couple of times, and they had a route that they went. And they were supposed to go once, and most of them went twice. Almost all of them went three times, and a few of them went four times around. And it was just get to see these cars that are just incredibly beautiful. And so as far as the parade itself, I'm sure the color guard and the sheriff and our local police are going to be leading that.
That is correct. And I believe there might be a surprise from, I believe the American Legion is helping us get a very unique unit here to go through the parade.
Oh.
So.
That's pretty
good. Cliffhanger for everyone.
All right. So you definitely don't want to miss it. That would be good. Is it something that might be local that we're familiar with, or is it something from...
I believe it's going to need trailered in from out of the area.
Oh. And is this something that people might want to chase down later and look at, or?
I do not know the details of that, if it'll be available or not.
Okay. So I'm getting a few things in my head that it might be. At first, I thought you were going to say, they're bringing Leap and Lena back, which they always do anyway. But so there's a couple of surprises there, and probably plenty of a pretty good amount of local implement dealers and manufacturers, maybe? Is that still going on with the...
Yes.
Hull Brothers, K&L, J&M usually has some things in there, and Cooper Farm's going to run a flock of turkeys through the parade?
I don't think this is the time to be doing that.
Oh, yeah, sure. I forgot. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So I was going to say you could have Jim Bob McEwen get his sheepdogs and herd those turkeys through, but probably not the best year for doing that. Of course, if it gets really hot, maybe the avian flu will go away. So then you can herd the flock of turkeys through. So any other really unique, special surprises, things like that you want to tell us about or hint about?
Not that I'm aware of, but before we run out of time, I do just want to remind the community that obviously our goal and intent is to raise money for the community. Last year we were able to raise just a little over $60,000, approximately $61,000. And as an organization...
On a terrible year.
We had a tornado last year. So, and as an organization, it is... that we donate one half of that immediately to the parks. So a little over $30,000 last year was donated to the parks systems, goes to the town to spread out through the parks. And then we as a committee allocate the remaining balance of that 50%. And a strong influence in that, obviously, is to the organizations that help us pull off the event.
Right, including probably... Do you have one of the organizations that cleans up every day? Or
The football team comes down and helps a lot in the mornings, cleaning up and stuff like that each morning.
Yep, so. And then there's, I think, several different ones that run food stands or kitty stands or things like that. So that's a really good thing. And if you come up with an idea for something, probably a little late for this year, but next year, something you want to do down at the Jubilee to help make yourself some money and make the Jubilee better, get a hold of somebody on the committee and say, we'd like to do this or this or this. And they'll be glad to at least entertain something like that and help you out any way they can. So let's see, chicken dinners. Let's go through where they buy the tickets again.
They're available at our three banks here in town, First Financial, Park National, and Mercer Savings, along with Toby's Carryout and Miracle Lanes.
That's so no excuse saying, I didn't know where to get a ticket. It's almost all that stuff's usually at the banks, and then adding two more places with drive-through, that's a really good thing. And those will be available at the Legion from 4 to 6?
That is correct. Tickets will be $9 a piece this year. They will be pre-sale available through June 8th. That is going to be the day we need to get Romer's account so they can get supplies ordered and have us ready to go on Sunday, June 19th from 4 to 6 for pickup.
Yep. So let's take one more commercial break. We'll come back and kind of race through the days, the events of the days, and maybe give another shout-out to the people on the committee. So let's take another quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Are you in the process of buying, starting, or selling a business, or maybe just trying to get more bang for your buck out of your current operation? Well, those are things I'm here to help with. I have 26 years of experience as a banker, CFO, and business owner. I've helped clients in all industries in areas such as financing, budgeting, staffing, and other areas like succession planning and project management. One of the biggest challenges I had as an entrepreneur was finding someone experienced to confide, share ideas, ask questions, and ultimately put the best plan together in a truly confidential way. These are things I valued and now want to pay forward for your operation. Come see me today for a financial plan and wellness review. It's nice to have someone on your side because as a business owner, I know it's never easy out there, and especially now. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, today at 419-852-4049 and have yourself a great day.
Are you interested in reserving a campsite for the 2022 Win on the Wall Bash to be held August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery? Campsites for this year will go for sale online April 30th. Non-electric sites will cost $40 for the weekend, and electric sites will cost $150. There are a limited number of campsites available, and they will sell exclusively on our website, wowraffle.com. So be sure to get yours reserved beginning April 30th. And then we'll see you in August for the 4th annual Win on the Wall Bash.
Welcome back. Insight, we're talking with Kurt Wendell and Cliff Wendell from the Jubilee Committee. While we're speaking to names in the committee, why don't you run through again the folks that are involved, that are chairpersons and co-chairpersons.
All right, we've got Cliff and Megan Wendell and Corey and Mandy Gerlach. We won't call them our older ones, but we'll call them our more experienced ones. And then this year we've got Joe and Jenna Wilson and Mark and Keisha Wellman joining us, both for the first time. Jamie Forkamp operates as our secretary, keeps us in line. And then myself and my wife, Amy Wendell, serves as the treasurers of the organization.
That's a pretty good all-star cast, and that is really good. And I can tell you as a citizen that your efforts are very much appreciated, and having helped with the community club lunch stand at the softball diamond, we need something, call, somebody gets it there. It's just run very well, and it's very much appreciated. Want to run through real quick what the schedule of the Jubilee again, day by day?
All week long, when I use week, I'm referring to Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've got Otterbacher Rides and Amusements back down there. The Community Club Softball Tournament will be going on. Booster Club will be running the lunch stand for us again. Friezo will have their junk food stand down there operating. Our local Cub Scouts will be selling popcorn and snow cones, followed by our Girl Scouts serving up lemonade shake-ups.
And they're going to be doing that every day then? Have they decided to do that yet? Or have they committed to that yet?
I know they've committed to multiple days.
Awesome.
The document I'm looking at lists Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I make no promises.
Okay. But so make sure you get there. And if they're not there the night you're there, you have to come back the next night.
Yeah, so other things going on those 3 days will be the Sons of a Legion gambling tent. Big one here. KFC will be running a beer stand. And the antique tractor display will be down towards the depot.
All right.
And I'll take it down through the entertainment here, Neil, for the weekend.
Yep.
So Wednesday night, we have the Sunburners again up here on the Brick Street. They'll be playing from 7 to 10. Thursday night, we brought the band back on the Jubilee side of the river. And that'll be Grove Hill playing from 8 to 11. As we get into Friday night, we have two bands on Friday night, and the first is a two-man acoustic from 6 to 8:30 by the name of Green Sands, and after that, on the main stage, will be Brother Believe Me from 9:30 to 12:30. Saturday night, two bands once again. First band, let's see. First band.
I forgot what their name was.
2 Miles Till Empty.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
It says 4 to 8 p.m. They're going to be pretty wore out if they're playing 4 hours in the middle of the day like that. But.
Well, it's acoustic. They're not dancing around. They're not putting on a show.
And then Saturday night we have the Schifferly Road. I think that was a pretty big hit.
Last year they were on Friday for us.
Yeah, we had lots and lots of compliments on that, which is why we elected to book them pretty much right away. So looking forward to hearing them.
Yeah, now that was the one that that came in and did Friday night, even after the tornado went through and not a giant crowd, but wanted to have some things going. So that's good. And let's see, there's the pie contest on Friday night, I believe. Pie baking contest is Friday night.
Correct, and quarter auction then on Saturday night.
Yep, and bingo, is that going to be all three nights? Are we has that been determined yet?
I believe it's Friday, Saturday right now, I believe.
Yep, so watch for it. Get down there and get in on the... which may be now the Rick Ports bingo. That was a suggestion on a text just tonight. So
yeah, that was your sports talk host that sent me that.
Oh, well, that's a great idea. Well, so I'm guessing he'll be in here pretty shortly.
I think I seen him just walk by right now.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Parade on Sunday, and it'll be preceded by the classic car club. That's something that they're just putting together now. They have a 3 weeks to get that put together. So I'm guessing though, if the weather's decent, we'll have a bunch. If the weather's lousy, there'll be a few. But I think the local guys will probably be here in full force, and they're gonna. If there isn't a car show somewhere else, they can probably get some other people here, since our cruise in was basically ringed out. There was 15 or 20 cars here, but that's not anywhere near the 150 or 200 that usually are. So as far as anything else you want to throw in or reiterate again, anything we want to
One thing is, I was just kind of going through the sponsors, and we definitely to thank them.
We can't go through
and name all of them, but we do have platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsors, and it looks like just by rough counting we have over 75 sponsors this year that play a big part in making this successful and allowing us to make the money that we do to donate back to the town.
And if somebody does want to be a sponsor, it'd be too late to get them in the brochure, but they can certainly get their name mentioned at the headquarters stand and things like that. And you know, some people would do it even if they couldn't get their name in a brochure. They'd be happy just to help out. What would they do if they wanted to do that? Go to the Facebook page and message somebody, or is there a better way to?
I think that would be fine. We'd start taking sponsors for next year if they're interested. We'd put it back somewhere to
absolutely
save it for next year. So
So that's a good way to get. There's a number of really good ways with the Jubilee to get the name of your business, your face out there, the parade, being a sponsor, just, you know, showing up and having your people there. So I think it's just a really good thing that that our Jubilee has gone from kind of doing okay to being outstanding and making very good profit to help with our parks and other nonprofit entities, I guess you'd call it. So anything else you want to throw out there in closing?
The last thing, and I'm not going to go down the list, but you know, we get our names recognized for being the chairman and the treasurers of the Jubilee, but there are a lot of other people that help. You know, the KFCs play a big role running that beer stand, which is one of our most profitable stands, as you can imagine.
Yes.
Plus, there's several others that contribute.
It's well run. It's very well run, very well organized, and having been there when they weren't in charge, it was chaos. Now it's not. So it's very much appreciated, and I those people do a great job. They're happy. They're friendly. They never stop going. So, all righty. Well, that's it for Insight, and appreciate you guys coming on, Kurt Wendell, Cliff Wendell, and all the other people on the committee. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.